His brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典怜悯，又把他的儿女聚在一起，我们可以在他的面前同心合意敬拜他。
We thank God for mercy and praise Him that.
我们刚才已经读了今天主赐给我们的话语。
We already read what God has given us.
我们一起来祷告，求神来祝福他。
Let's start with a prayer.
最后，我们一起来到你面前感谢你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we come before you to praise you.
主，感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。主，你在万难之中，你拣选我们，把我们分别为圣。
We thank you for grace and also your mercies, and you separate us.
你赐给我们做儿女的名分，我们可以来到你的面前，同心合意来敬拜。
And you give us the inheritance of being your children, so that we come before you to worship.
天父，我们已经打开你的话语，现在也求主你打开我们每一个人的心，打开我们每个人的眼睛。
Or you have opened the word.And we ask you to open our hearts and our ears to listen to what you teach us.
主，当我们一起来分享你的话语时，愿主你的圣灵来引导我们。
When we share today's message, may your spirit to lead us.
引导我们，不但明白你的话语，我们也能够让你的话语进入我们的心，来引导改变我们的生命。
Not only we understand the word, but also let your word come into our hearts so that we can apply it.
也赐每个神你儿女一个谦卑受教的心。
May you also grant each us a teachable heart.
愿意喜乐地领受你的圣灵。
And we receive your words joyfully.
我感谢主，我祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Thank you and praise the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。我们上次的联合敬拜呢，我们分享是传道书的三章一到十三 C 节。
In the last Sunday, we have this.Combined worship. We share the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1 through 11.
我们看到一个很重要的真理，就是日光之下，所有的事人都不能掌控，任何事的发生、发展，最终的结局都是在神的掌控中。
We see a very important truth that is under the sun, all things man cannot control.And anything happening, development, and the result is all controlled by God.
所以这样听起来，好像我们作为一个人来说，似乎充满了消极和虚空。
So from a man's point of view, it seems that our life is full of negative and emptiness.
但是在我们最后的信息的最后一节，他告诉我们说，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又叫永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
But in the end of chapter 3 verse 11, it says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity into man's heart. Yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
那么这句经文的意思其实就是神造的万物它都是美好的。
What these passages mean,all things that God created is beautiful.
但是呢，人所有其他，但是所有其他受造物与人呢是有本质的不同的。
But the human, apart from what else is created by God, has fundamental difference.
那这个本质的不同就是呢，神将永生只是安置在了世人的心里面。
The difference is that God only put the eternity.Into the heart of man.
所以呢，我们一个人，不管是信神的还是不信神的，都有一个永恒的盼望。
So every people, whether he believe in God or not, has a permanent hope.
他们呢，总有一种想法，就是并不甘心人生的意义就是在世上这么短暂的几十年。
So every people have an idea. He doesn't want his life.The shorts for a couple of years to be wasted.
那总是认为人生可能有更深远、超越的意义。
And he thinks life, the human life, may have a further meaning.
那么神就是把这样一个永恒的观念放在了我们的心里。
So God put the concept of eternity into our hearts.
就是让我们能够永远去寻求一个永恒的真理。
The purpose for us to seek for permanent truth.
而这个永恒的真理呢，最终要指向神。
And this eternal truth finally will point to God.
所以呢，尽管我们有永恒的盼望
，So even though we have this permanent hope，
但是呢，我们如果用自己的方法，我们去寻求那个永恒的价值真理的时候，我们自己是找不到的。
But if we seek the permanent truth using our own method, then we are not going to find it.
因为这里面告诉我们说，神从始至终的作为，神不能参透。
Because it tells us that what God has done from beginning to the end, man cannot understand.
所以呢，虽然我们有永恒的盼望，但是如果我们不认识神，我们就找不到人生永恒的意义是什么。
So even though we have this permanent hope.But if we don't know God, we cannot find the meaning of the human eternity.
也就是人只有转向神，和神建立一个关系，认识神，我们才真正会明白生命的意义。
That means man only by turning God and having a relationship with God and knowing God, then he can understand the meaning of life.
我们才会真正的用一个喜乐的态度来享受神赐予我们日光之下的这个今生的生命。
Only then will we enjoy what God has given us in our short life under the sun.
那么你可能会问，那么我该认识神的哪些方面，我才能会有一个喜乐的人生呢？
You may ask, what areas must I know from God so that I can have a joyful life?
那么盼望我们透过今天的信息来帮助我们明白认识神，我们才能真正的喜乐。
I hope through today's message, it will help us to understand. Knowing God will help us to be rejoicing human beings.
我们来从四个方面来分享。
We'll start from four areas.
那么第一，我们要认识神的赐福。
The first one is understand God's blessing.
因为我们只有认识了神的赐福，我们人才会体会神赐福的这种喜乐。
Only not knowing God's blessing.Then we can realize the joy from God.
第二呢，我们要认识神的完全。
Second is know God's completeness.
因为我们只有认识神的完全，人才会有一个敬畏神的心。
Only by knowing God's perfect, and then we can have a fearful heart.
第三方面，我们要认识到神的审判。
Thirdly, we know God's judgment.
因为认识神的审判，人才会追求讨神喜悦的一种生活。
Only knowing the judgment from God, then man can start to seeking for a life pleasing to God.
那么最后一个意思就是，我们认识神，我们才能够享受这个喜乐的人生。
Lastly, knowing God, then we can enjoy enjoy our life.
因为这是神造人的一个首要的目的。
Because this is the primary goal that God created people.
他的首要目的，神造人的就是要荣耀神，以他为乐，直到永远。
That means men are created to glorify God and also joyful in God and forever.
我们下面从四个方面来分享，我们怎么样才能认识神，做一个喜乐的人。
Now we will share from this four different.
我们先看第一点，就是第十二节到第十三节来认识神的赐福。
So number one, know God's blessing. That's verse 12 through 13.
我们先看十二节到十三节，他说：“我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。”
I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil that is God's gift to man.
那这里边的莫强如嘛，意思就是哎，你最好怎么样？
Nothing better. That's verse 12. That means there's nothing. You better do this way.
那么行善呢，在这里呢，它并不是指说啊，我们做好事、做善事，不是这个意思。
The word doing God does not mean that we are doing good things.
这个行善是只要我们在享受生命中那美好的事物。
That actually means that we should enjoy the beautiful things in our life.
来追求真实的喜乐。
And pursue the real joy.
也就是后面讲的，人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福。等着这些生活中的经历。
That's also the same as that we should drink and take pleasure in all the toil.
那么传道者呢，在这里给所有的一个忠告。
The preacher gave advice for all people.
他是说，人生最好是享受生命中美好的事情。
The best for humans is to enjoy the life, joyful life.
那么包括了你通过辛勤工作得来的成果。
This includes the results of your hard work.
来满足而喜乐的生活。
That satisfy and living joyfully.
但是呢，你享受这一切美好的事情的时候呢，你要知道，这不是你自己的功劳，不是你配得的。
But when you enjoy these beautiful things, you must know that this is not your own merit.
要知道这是
you are worthy.
要知道这是神的赐福。
You must know that this is the God's blessing.
那么今天呢，世界上每一个努力工作的人。都可以享受到辛勤，并不是说每一个工作的人都能享受到他辛勤工作所得的结果。
Today, not everybody can enjoy the result of his hard labor, for every working hard man.
那我们常常听说，有的人呢忙忙碌碌了一生，结果还没有享受到就离开。
Often we know that someone worked hard in his life, but he has not.Enjoy anything that he departs.
那么有的人呢，一生很认真的去工作，去辛勤的劳作，可是因为社会或者经济的环境的变化，那么使他一切的努力瞬间就可能化为泡影。
Some people may do things very seriously, but because due to some sudden change or economic environment, his effort went away.
那么有的不说，大家都可能听说上。前两周发生的一些水下一个旅游潜艇失事的一个悲剧。
Some of you may hear the story of the recent happened Titanic submersible.
那么死者中啊有大公司的老板。
Among the dead, there was the boss of a major company.
那么有亿万富翁和他19岁的儿子。
And also a billionaire and his 19 years old son.
不，我也不知道他们中间有没有信徒的。
I'm not sure whether there's any Christians.
但是我们知道的是，他们的生命在地上的这些生命一瞬间就消失了。
We know that their life will last in a second.
所以呢，当我们每日能够平安的度过
，So when we live peacefully everyday life,
当我们能够有一个完整的家庭。
When we have a whole family,
当我们能够享受我们努力得到的成果
，When we are able to enjoy the result of our hard working,
当我们每个人都还有今日的生命
，When we still have today,
我们都要有一颗感恩的心
，We should have a thankful heart.
我们要知道这一切都是神的赐福
，We must know that this is coming from God's blessing.
但是呢，不管传道者怎么劝勉人，应当以喜乐的态度对待。生命中的大事小事。
However, no matter how the preacher teach us to treat the things in life,
那么不认识神的人都是不可能做到的。
Nobody can do that unless he knows God.
因为他们仍然是活在罪恶的权势之下，活在黑暗之中。
Because he's still under control of sin and still living in darkness.
所以呢，他们最需要的还是福音。
What he needs most is the gospel.
所以只有认识神的人才会以这样的态度来面对我们的生活。
Only man with such attitude can have only knowing God can have such attitude toward life.
我们举个简单的例子，那么很多的青少年，我们看到一个大部分家庭有青少年。
We know that most families have young children.
尤其在现在这个时代，我们常常看到他们总是闷闷不乐。
And especially today, we often see them unhappy.
真的，他们回到家中，见了父母亲，好像见到了陌生人一样。
When they get home, they self talk to their parents just like a stranger.
有的甚至一句话都不想多讲。
Sometimes they don't even want to talk a word.
要知道。有多少的家庭，有多少破裂的家庭？
We should know there are many broken families.
所以，我们中间也现在有一些孩子嘛。那么这些破裂的家庭呢，他们再也没有机会 享受与父母一起的那种机生活的机会。
The broke the children from the broken family has no chance to live with their parents.
所以呢，我们的孩子呢，你有一个完整的家庭，那这是神的赐福。
So for a for child with a complete family, this is God's blessing.
所以呢，你要好好的珍惜这份的恩典。
So you must treasure this grace.
要常常的和父母亲有美好的交流。
And communicate with the parents.
来享受一家人在一起的时间是何等的美好。
And also enjoy the life that the whole family spent.
在这儿呢，我也想跟大家分享一个简单的见证。
I also like to share a testimony file.
弟兄姐妹知道我们呢，我们全家呢过去两周呢去外面旅行。
And you know that our families has went out for traveling.
那我们去了包括黄石公园在内的几个国家公园。
We want to visit several national parks, including Yellowstone.
我们一起来享受这个神所创造的这一切的美景。
So we enjoy the beautiful scene that God has made.
那么真的是心中充满了感恩。
We are full of thankful.
我们也感谢众弟兄姐妹的祷告。
We also thank the prayers from the brothers and sisters.
不论天气还是我们一路，那么都非常的顺利。
Whether the weather or the traveling is all smooth.
那么当我们上个星期三呢，到了我们这次旅行的最后一站。
So last Wednesday we went to the last spot.
就是我们到了这个冰川国家公园。
That's the Glaciers National Park.
那么当我们开着这个车呢，沿着这个麦当劳这个湖，那么我们一直往上走来游览。
So we drove along the Lake McDonald.
那么这个路呢是一个双行道，那么我们从这边走，那边走，从这边往下走。
It's a two-way driveway.
所以呢，我们右边呢是大山脚下的那些岩石。
On the left, there's a cliff.
那么左边就是那个车的车道，再往左边就是悬崖。
And right are the rocks.
那么当时呢是我儿子 Jesse 在开车。
At that time, Jesse was driving.
那么因为路上他也没有咱们去高速上那种不划线。
The road was not much divided.
所以呢，我们往前开，忽然就听到一声的巨响。
While we were driving.We hear a great sound.
那么很快呢，车就立刻停住了。
And our car has stopped immediately.
那我们下去一看呢，原来是这个车右边的这个前轮胎呢，就撞到了一块石岩石上。
So we stop and find out that the right front tire hit a rock and blew up.
那么这车胎呢，当时就爆裂。
So the tire was completely blown out.
我们也很感谢神呢，很快就有后面的一辆车上来，里面不是那些他们可能真的是很会修汽车的人，马上就帮助我们换上了备用的新轮胎。
We thank God that some tourists came by and helped us.
那么也告诉了我们最近的修车铺在哪里。
And he helped us to put on the spare tire and also told us the nearest auto repair shop.
那么当我们呢，准备开车下山去找这个修车铺的时候。
On our way down to the mountain to find the car repair shop.
那么我们启动了车一看，车里面它说所有的系统都出现问题。
And the dashboard in the car displayed the whole system was not working.
所以我们也就一起来祷告。
So we prayed together.
那么在这儿就长话短说吧。那么直到第二天的下午，那么我们把车能看到了才修好车。
So long story short, until the next day's afternoon.The car was fixed.
但是呢，我们真的是有很感谢呢，这一次发生这些事情。
But even with this, we thank the God, thank God for this.
我们感恩的是，当我们一家人在一起面对这件事情之后，突如其来的事之后，我们没有彼此的埋怨，我们只有彼此的安慰和一起的感恩。
We were thankful even through this unexpected accident.We were not complaining, and God still keep us.
那么虽然是一次事故，但是我们也看到了神的赐福。
And even though this is the accident, we see God's blessing.
那么感谢神的保守，我们没有任何人与 任何的伤害。
We thank God that there's no body hurt due to his tripping.
那么后来呢？儿子自我们一起检讨，那么儿子也自我检讨。
And finally, Jesse self-examined himself.
那么他说他是他开车的时候呢，有一些偏出轨道。
And he said that while he was driving, he had veered off the track.
所以才导致了碰到那块石头上。
That causing the car hit the rock.
他说他学到了一个很好的功课。
And he learned that lesson.
他说我们的人生也像开车一样，行驶在一个轨道上。
Our life is just like driving a car in track.
我们偏离了轨道，我们就会遇到危险。
When we're off the track, we'll face danger.
但是呢，我们知道了吗？我们开车路上的轨道那些线，有些时候我们看见，有些时候我们是看不见。
And we know that the, on the road that we drove.Some has marks, some does not have.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们人生的轨道，神的道，那是明明显显写到圣经里面。
For Christian life, the God's marks is clear.
它什么时候也不会消失，会存到永远。
It never disappears, so it will be forever.
所以呢，我们要常常的审查我们属灵生命的光景。
So we must self-examine ourselves, our spirit.
我们要常常警醒自守。
And we must be alert.
我们要行在神的道上，不可偏离左右。
And we must walk in the track that God prepared, and not left and not right.
所以呢，我们反过头来来想，虽然是有这样的一个事故插曲，但是我们真的是感谢神，让我们透过这些的事，我们也能够学习到功课，这是神给我们的祝福。
So looking back on the incident, we also thank God for giving. We are thankful for it.
我们再看我们今天的第二个方面，就是我们要认识神，这我要认识神的完全。
The second, we look at God's completeness.
就是第十四节到第十五节。
That's verse 14 through 15.
那么这里面说，我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。神这样行，是要人在他面前从敬畏的心。现今的事早已有了，将来的事早已也有了，并且神是已过的事重新再来。
That's verse 14 and 15. Okay, let's see. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything can be taken from it. And God does it that men should fear before him.
那这些经文呢，也可以告诉我们，虽然日光之下，凡事看上去都是虚空的。
Although that's under the sun, anything that looks empty.
但是日光之上是神在维持整个宇宙的循环规律。
But above the sun, God controls everything.
让神的主权成为人的保障。
And God's sovereignty become a man's control.
那么这里面看到神的作为，它是都必永存的。
And we know that God deeds it will be forever kept.
表明我们所信这位神他是永恒的神。
That means God is an eternal God.
他也说神所做的一切都是无所增添无所减少的。
And it also say what God that cannot be added and nor can anything be taken from.
说明我们所信的神呢是一位完全的神。
That means God is a complete God.
所以人正确的态度不是偏行己路与神反对。
So the correct attitude of a person is not to go his own way and oppose God.
而是要在他面前从一个敬畏的心。
But we should stand in awe before him.
在享受神恩典的时候，我们要寻求生命的意义。
And we should seek the meaning of life while we enjoy God's gift.
那么若是没有神，各样的事如果一而再再而三重复出现，就会让人觉得心烦或者是绝望。
If without God, all these things occur from time to time, it can only make people despair.
但是呢，人若知道是神时已过的事重新再来。
But if we know that it's God who makes things happen over and over again.
所以这是神的作为。
And this is God's deed.
虽然同样是现今的事早已有了，将来的事早已也有了。
Even the same thing, today it happened, and tomorrow it will happen again.
这就让人知道一切都在神的掌控之下。
Yeah, let men know that everything is under God's control.
就是重复出现也必有神的美意。
Even the reoccur has got a good need.
神随时其实都在关切他所造的这个世界。
God is taking care of the world he created every moment.
神也在时刻保障人类的各种的活动。
He also gives the help for every man's activity.
那么从日光之下我们看到地上的万事万物都它是叠在一个预定的路程。好像是循环的不止。
Under the sun, it seems everything is repeating by itself.
但是从日光之上看嘛，我们知道万事的运作都是根据神的命令在进行。
But from above the sun, everything that moves according to the command of God.
那么是神使大自然运行、掌控、历史前进。
It is God who makes the universe to move according to the course, and also the history to move forward.
他一切做这些绝不是没有意义，一定会成就他自己的目的。
All this happens, it must have a purpose.
因此呢，认识神才会有永远的盼望。
So that only knowing God, we have eternal hope.
但是不信的人啊，他们总是想方设法的用人的方法来帮助神护理。神他自己创造的这个世界。
But for those who do not believe in God, always use his own way to sort of helping God to be provision of this world.
那你举例子呢？那比方说，神创造这个世界，其实圣经上告诉我，就是来交给人来管理。
Example, God created this world is to have the man to control.
也其实是为人来享用。
It's also to be enjoyed by people.
但是呢，一些这个，但是人类呢，我们不应该随意破坏环境。
So that humans should not destroy the environment. Environments.
但是呢，我们是可以有序的开发和利用这个自然资源。
The humans can develop and use the natural resources.
那么根据过去几百年的气候的记录。
According to the history of the last few hundred.
那么地球表面的温度呢？它其实是有时升高一些，有时呢也会降低一些。
The temperature in the surface sometimes is higher, sometimes is lower.
那么这样的情形会重复的出现。
And this kind of situation reoccur a couple of times.
但是呢，一些环保主义者就主张。
But some environment.Protections.
他们说，如果人不自己来严格的控制这个二氧化碳的排放，那么再过若干年，那些冰山就会都融化。
They claim that if the carbon dioxide is not controlled, a few years, the iceberg will melt.
那么海平面就会上升
，and sea level will be rising.
那么许多地陆地呢，就可能会被淹没，人类可能就没有居住的地方。
And many land would be submerged, and there could be no place for humans to live.
所以呢，他们就竭力的鼓吹要气候变暖的这个理论。
Therefore, they try to sell the story, the theory of climate change.
那么他们就用各种方法阻止这二氧化碳的排放。
So they use every means to stop the emission of carbon dioxide.
他们不但是阻碍各种这个石油的开采。
So they hinder the extraction of the oil. The oil extraction.
能让人也减少燃料的这个使用。
And also reduce people to use less fuel.
那么更有甚至，他们说，牛发出来的那些气呢，也会影响，会让也会影响空气。
They even said the air emitted from cars can pollute the air.
那么所有这些的奇奇怪怪的想法， 这就是他们环保主义的这推行的东西。
All these are the environmentalists' point of view.
但是呢，他们自己却开着那些私人的喷气飞机到处游玩。
But some people will fly their own private jet and play around.
那么这充分的暴露了他们那种无知和他们的假冒伪善。
So this actually tells that they are ignorant and also they are hypocrites.
因为他们不认识神。
Because they don't know God.
他们也不知道神的完全。
And they don't know God's completeness.
因为这个世界的维护不是说靠他们这样来维护。
Because keeping the earth is not by them, it's by God.
我们世界这样的运行，自然也是神自己在掌控，自己在这样的扶持。
How the world evolves is actually controlled by God.
我们在第三个方面，我们要认识神的审判。
Thirdly, we know we must know God's judgment.
那么在十六到二十一节。
Verse 16 through 21.
我们看十六到十七节，他说：“我又见日光之下，在审判之处有邪恶，在公义之处也有邪恶。我心里说，神必审判义人和恶人，因为在那里各样事物、一切工作都有定时。”
Verse 16 through 17. Moreover, I saw under the sun that in place of justice.Even there was witness, and in place of righteousness, even there was witness. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time for every matter and for every word.
那么传道者在这里发现了，本该是行使公平和公义的地方，却充满了邪恶。
So the preacher has found where fairness or justice should be exercised, but there's evil.
那么就像现在的法庭，我们也经常看到、听到很多审判不能彰显神的公平公义。
It's just like many courts of the day, it does not exercise the fairness or justice.
而且这些事情似乎神也并不接察。
And even it seems that even God does not care.
这是我们从人的角度来看这个世界。
But this is from a human's point of view.
可是如果我们从神的角度来看。
If we look from the angle of God,
这里说神必审判义人和恶人。
It says God must judge righteousness and wicked.
他说，因为在他那里各样事物、一切工作都有定时。
For there's a time for every matter and for every work.
那么换句话说，在神那里有神审判的时间。
In another word.There's a timing for God to judge.
那么到时候神要审判一切。
By then God will judge everything.
那这就好像我们今天很多人也观察这个世界。
It looks like today we are looking at the world.
我们看到这个世界上的不法不义的事情越来越多。
We see many things unrighteous, injustice happening every day.
各样的这个罪恶频事情频繁发生。
All evil things happens.
所以我们看上去这个世界好像堕落到了一个极点，好像真的是没救了。
It appears this world has fallen enough and has no hope.
所以呢，就会说神啊，你在哪里
？So some people will ask God where you are.
如果真正有一位基督教里面的这位神，又是慈爱的神，又是公义的神。
And if there's really the God in Christianity.Being righteous and also loving.
他为什么不来赶快处理这些不公不义的事情呢
？Why he leave these unrighteous things alone？
弟兄姐妹们，我想每个人，包括我自己，也有这样的想法。
All brothers and sisters, we know that we all have this kind of thoughts.
我们都知道我们自己不是神。
We know that ourselves was not God.
但是我们常常喜欢告诉神，哎，你该怎么做，你该怎么做。
But we often want to tell God what to do.
所以这些经文其实在告诉我们、
the passage just tells us
神会处理一切不公义的事情。
God will deal with all unrighteous.
但是什么时候处理乃是神自己的掌控，是神的事情。
But when that will happen is controlled by God.
不是由我们来掌控。
And it's not controlled by us.
所以神有他做事的时间，不是按照我们的意愿。
So God's table is according to His will and not our will.
所以我们不可以去指挥神。
So we cannot control God.
那么前面讲到说神无所增添，无所删减。
And it also is said that there's nothing to add and nothing to take away.
就是说神的作为它是完全的。
But that means God is complete.
神的时间是最好的。
And His time it was the best.
所以不是说我们看见什么时候想让神动手，神就会动手。
It's not what we think that things will happen and it will happen.
所以我们身为一个被造的人
，We are the created.
我们总要带着一个敬畏的、感恩的心来面对神。
So we must have a thankful and a fearful heart to God.
那么神自己做事有他的时间。
God do things according to His time.
世界上有很多不公不义的事。
There are many unrighteousness.
那么神到一定的时间，他一定会处理面对这些事。
God will judge or deal with these things by His time.
所以神处理这些不公义、不公义的、不公不义的事，是按照他自己的时间来做的。
God deal with unrighteousness and His judgment according to His time.
不是说按照我们的想要的时间来做。
It's not the time we decide.
我们也举个例子，就是在过去几年。
So I give you example in the last few years.
那么我们知道了，在美国的最高法院，它做出了一些判决了，明显是违背圣经真理，违背神的公义，也违背美国的律法，还有宪法。
In the last few years, the U.S. Supreme Court has some judgments which is clearly obey God's righteousness and also violates the U.S. Constitution.
比如他们在2015年的最高法院通过了同性婚姻合法化。
Example, the same sex become lawful.
那么过了几年呢，也通过了性别就等于性倾向。
And also the states the sex orientation.
所以造成现在我们经常看到一个人今天成了男的了，明天成了女的了。要么就不男不女，各种性别都出现了。
So it has happened that someone is male today, and the next day she claims she's female.
所以在过去这几年呢，我们很多尤其基督徒，我们都非常的失望。
So many Christians feel disappointed.
我们觉得怎么办？美国真的是不是就没救
了？We feel that America become hopeless.
我们也常常祷告说，为什么神不出手来制止这些事情的发生呢？
When we pray to God, we also ask God why He's allowed these things happen.
但是呢，上周呢，我们大家都知道，最高法院连续做出了三项裁决。
But we know that last week the Supreme Court has made three decisions.
那么这三项裁决呢，都是体现了神的公义，维护了美国的宪法。
All these three judgments was with God's justice and also the American's constitution.
那这让我们再一次的看到
，This made us to see again.
基督徒，我们总要有盼望。
Christians always have hope.
我们要等候神的时间。
So we must wait for God's time.
我们不能说来指挥神啊，你给我现在做这个做那个。
We shouldn't tell God what to do.
那神要做的，人我们不可能拦阻。
What God intended to do, man cannot stop.
我们相信神他在他的时间内一定会处理那些的不公不义。
We believe that in God's time, He will deal with the unfairness or injustice.
那么作为基督徒，我们的本分就是按照神的教导去过一个圣洁的生活。
Christian life, we need to follow God's teaching to live a life that pleases God.
那么真正在这世上成为光跟盐的一种生命。
And living a life that in this world we are light and salt.
把耶稣基督救赎的福音也告诉更多的人。
So we share more good news of Jesus Christ to more people.
那么当传道者明白神的审判必然在神所定的时间发生时
，So when the preacher understands that God will judge according to His time.
他接着在十八到二十一节他这样讲。
So he continues in verse 18 through 21.
他说：“我心里说，这乃为世人的缘故，是神要试验他们，使他们觉得自己不过像兽一样。因为世人遭遇的，兽也遭遇，所遇的都是一样。这个怎样死，那个也怎样死，气息都是一样。人不能强于兽，都是躯壳。” 都归于畜，都是畜于尘土，也都归于尘土。谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地呢？
I said in my heart with regard to the children of man that God is testing them, that they may see that they themselves are but beasts. For what happened to the children of man and what happened to the beasts is the same. As one dies, so does the other. They all have the same breath, and the man has no advantage over the beast. For all is vanity. All go one place.All are from the dust, and to dust all return. Who knows whether the spirit of man goes upward and the spirit of the beast goes down into the earth?
那这段经文一开始告诉我们说，神允许日光之下出现各样不公不义的事。
We already seen that God allows injustice happening in the world.
他并不是说神对这些不义漠不关心。
That doesn't mean that God does not care.
神让这些事情出现存在，乃是要让人经受试验。
God allowed these things happen because they want people to test themselves.
认识人自己里面的光景，乃是全然的败坏。
To let people to know their real situation is completely corrupt.
因为人是照着神的形象造的。
Man was created in God's image.
那么是人与兽不同的，那是神所赐的灵。
What makes a man different from a beast is the spirit from God.
那么我们知道吗？走兽这些的，它的特点在于满足自己。
We know that the beast, they just satisfy themselves.
那么人的灵若是与神隔绝，泯灭公义和公平。
If a human spirit is separate from God and there's no fairness and justice in him,
那我们人也只会按自己的肉体的情欲来行事。
Then man will act according to his own flesh.
如果是这样的话，那么人与动物本能行事是一样的。
This way, there's no difference between man and the beast.
而且在面对肉体的死亡这件事情上
，and as for the death.Of bodies.
人跟动物也是一样的结局。
There's no difference between man and beast.
因为人的肉体和动物的肉体都是出于尘土，也都要归于尘土。
Because all from dust, they will return to dust.
那么二十一节他这样说：谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的灵是下入地呢？
Verse 21 says, Who knows the human spirit will go upward?And the spirit of the beast will go down.
那这里面在咱们和后边圣经翻译中，他说有人的灵和兽的魂。
In the Chinese Bible, there was two words describing the spirit.
其实在希腊语里面，在这个希伯来语里面，或者是在英文里面翻译，其实灵和魂都是他用的一个词，就是气。
Actually, in Greek or even in the English translation, the spirit is the same word that means the breath.
那么人和兽的本质不同之处，并不在于肉体，也不在于DNA 或者大脑的容量有什么差别。
The difference between man and beast is not the physical body, nor the difference in DNA or brain capacity.
而最本质的差异在于人的里面有神吹进去的气。
The fundamental difference is the breath that breathes by God.
就是人成了一个有灵的活人。
So that man become a living person with spirit.
所以呢，这里面的人的气不是说我们现在呼吸的这个空气。
The breath does not mean the air we take in.
而乃是指神造的时候赐给人的这个灵魂。
It is the human soul that God gave breathing.
而这里的兽的气其实就是指兽所呼吸的空气。
But the breath of the beast, that just means the air that he breathes from the natural world.
所以兽是没有神就叫吹到人里面的那个气息的。
So beast does not have the spirit.
所以兽它是没有灵魂的。
So in this way, beast does not have soul.
但是呢，有人就根据这一节经文，就说啊，人有灵魂体，兽只有魂和体。
So many people interpret that man has body and has a soul, has spirit, but beast does not have soul.
其实这样的解释是不准确的。
Actually, this kind of explanation is not accurate.
因为我们刚才看到了这个灵，人的灵和兽的魂是同一个字。
Because we just read the spirit of human and spirit of the beast is the same word.
只是中文圣经把它翻成了两个不同的词。
But only the Chinese translates into two different words.
所以更合适的翻译就是人的气和兽的气。
So a better translation is.Man's breath and also the beast's breath.
那么根据传道书的十二章第七节还有十四节，他说：“尘土忍归于地，灵忍归于赐灵的神。”
According Ecclesiastes chapter 2:7-14, and the dust returned the earth as it was, and the spirit returned to God who gave it.
所以人所做的事，离一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶。都神必要审判。
So all the things happen, whether it's good or evil, God will judge.
所以这里面我们看到了人与兽死后的命运，它是截然不同的。
So we know the end of man and human are man and beast are completely different.
那么兽的气会和兽的尸体一起入了这个地。
The spirit of the beast.We will go down to the earth along its body.
而人的气往上升，人只是把这个肉体留在地上。
But the spirit of man will go up.
人的灵魂却要回到神那里，要向神交账，等候神最后的审判。
You will return to God and also waiting for God's last judgment.
那么这是关于那么第三节，那么就是。认识神的审判。
This is the third point that we know God's judgment.
我们最后来看，最后就是要享受，只有认识到这三方面，人才会享受一个喜乐的人生。
Now we come to the last point, enjoy a joyful life.
所以二十二节他这样说：故此，我见人莫强如在他经营的事上喜乐，因为这是他的份，他身后的事，谁能使他回来得见呢？
That's what verse 22. So I saw that there was nothing better than a man should enjoy in this world. For this is his lot. Who can bring him to see what will be after him?
那么传道者在前面呢，主要是劝勉人要认识神的作为。
The preacher, we just saw that he was trying to advise people to know God's deeds.
那么就是要认识神的赐福，认识神的完全，要认识神的审判。
That means to know God's blessing, to know God's perfectness, and know God's judgment.
那这节最后他说，故此。
So we use the word so.
所以这是他对这整段劝勉的一个总结。
That's a summary of what the whole passage.
也就是说，人只有明白神的作为之后，才可能享受喜乐的人生。
That means.A man only after knowing God, then he can enjoy the joyful life.
那么传道者在这里又给出两个人应当享受喜乐人生的两个原因来。
The preacher gave two reasons.
第一就是因为这是他的份。
The first one, this is his lot.
意思就是说，个人的日光之下需要尽自己的那份职责。
That means everybody should, under the sun should fulfill his own responsibility.
也要在工作中享受神给他的喜乐的那个人生的祝福。
And he also enjoy the joyful life in his work. This is his blessing.
这是神赐他的恩典。
The blessing from God.
所以不要成为工作的奴隶。
It's not to become a slave of his work.
你为了谋生或者为了名利，有的人就不得不去工作，毫无喜乐。
Many people need to go to work because he want to pursue some fame.
所以呢，如果以这样的态度来对待工作，那么这样的人呢，他就失去了神为他所预备的那份喜乐的恩典。
He lost his lot the peace, the joyful life if we working this way toward the world.
那第二方面呢，就是因为他身后的事，神能使他回来得见呢。
The second point is who can bring him to see what will be after him.
就是说，人死后了，日光之下的事，所有的事与他都无关。
That means after a person die, whatever happened under the sun has nothing to do with him.
所以呢，人要以喜乐的态度来珍惜日光之下今生的每一时每刻。
So he should treasure every day that's under the sun.
所以要想这样的生活，就要认识神，才能够喜乐的来做这个证。
To live such a life, we must know God.
所以我们总结今天的信息呢，我们可以从四个方面来看到。
So to conclude, we see from four areas.
那么认识神，我们才能做一个喜乐的人。
Only knowing God, so we can be a joyful person.
人只有认识神的赐福、神的挽救和神的审判之后，才会以喜乐的态度来面对人生中的各样的经历。
Only by knowing God's blessing, the God's completeness and God's judgment, so we can, using a joyful heart to face the, all the activities in our own life.
我们的生活无论是在顺境还是在逆境。
Whether you are smooth, whether you are in trouble.
我们正确的态度应该是
Our right attitude should be
人应当顺应于神的定时。
People should conform to God's time.
既不要违反规律，也不要消极悲观。
Neither violate the law, nor to be negative and pessimistic.
而应该有积极乐观的生活。
But should be active life with extreme optimism.
要把握神所安排的时机，履行自己在地上的责任。
Also to seize the opportunity arranged by God and to fulfill our responsibility on earth.
我们也要享受随之而来的那个喜乐。
And also enjoy the life that comes with it.
所以人生的价值呢，不在于寿命长短和物质的丰富。
So the value of life does not lie in the length of life.
而在于生活的内容和他的态度。
But also it is actually the content and attitude of life.
那么有人对生活做了这样一个总结，我觉得非常好。
Some people have such a summarize.
他说，大多数的人一生只有一种存在。
Many people has only one kind of existence.
那么只有少数的人一生才称之为生活。
Only a few, his life can be called life.
那他说大多数人活着是为了吃喝。
Many people live, is to eat.
只有少数人的吃喝是为了享受美好的生活。
Very few people, they eat is because they want to enjoy a joyful life.
而且他说大多数人活着是为了拖延交账。
Most people live to delay in giving an account.
只有少数人的生活乃是为了预备交账。
And only a few live to prepare for it.
那么传道者就是通过今天的信息，就是在教导，要教导我们怎么样以喜乐的态度来面对我们的今生。
So the preacher, through today's message, is to teach us how to, face our, human life with a joyful heart.
那总体来说，一句话就是：人要想活得不像走兽，就要认识神，这样才能喜乐的做人。
So if we want to live a life different from a beast, we must know God, so that then we can live a joyful life.
那我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
就是我们一起来到你面前，来感谢主，你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。
O Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for giving us your precious word.
主，你把我们每个人，你的儿女，放置在这个堕落败坏的世上。
You have put each one of in this sinful world.
主，你让我们真的看到世上有各样不公不义的事情。
And you led us to observe the unrighteous things in this world.
但是主，你也赐给我们一颗永恒盼望的心。
But also you have given us an eternal hope.
主，知道神你是完全的神。
Knowing that you are complete.
你的作为完全。
And your deeds are complete.
主，你做事情只有你的时间。
And you do things according to your time.
主，不是按我们的意愿。
And not according to our time.
求主你真的是按照主你的时间，主啊，你真的是让这个世界能够真的是让公义更加的得到彰显。
May you let your justice be manifested with your time.
你也帮助每位神你的儿女能够真的是按照主你的教导，能够来世上尽己的度。
Help each one of us to live a godly life according to your teaching.
能够让我们行在每日行在主你的真道上。
So that we can walk in your truth.
过一个讨主你喜悦的生。
And live a life pleasing to you.
谢谢恩主。
We thank you.
祷告耶稣基督。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.